in later years before gas came around.
Well, do you have a word for the container that you would keep some coal in?
Coal scuttle.
Sure. Is that perfectly round or?
No, it has a sort of a spout on one side. Easy to pour out.
Do you have a particular name for the pipe that goes out the back of the stove?
Stove flue.
Stove flue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would stove pipe be the same?
Stove
thing?
Pipe would go up the flue, I guess. The flue is the thing from the ground up.
I see, so that it's different from the mm-hmm. pipe then. The people around here, is the flue the same thing as the chimney?
No. Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
Straight.
Yeah.
Oh, this is something that you'd use in yard work. It has a one wheel and you pick up on it and move things.
A wheelbarrow. People used to call it a wheel bar.
Sure. You ever heard they call it the Georgia buggy?
Yeah.
Is that any different or is it the same thing as a wheelbarrow?
I guess it would probably be the same thing.
And it's called a
wheelbarrow.
Or
Georgia buggy.
Okay. This is something that you would sharpen a knife on. You hold it.
Wet rock.
And then a big one that you could sharpen an axe on?
Grind rock.
Were those turned?
Uh-huh. We have one. We
have
one turned, uh-huh.
Okay. All right, and what you would usually call that vehicle that I drove up in, that's just
an automobile. Car.
Car. Okay. All right, this word, if you were cooking a, if you're going to make a cake, you would do what with the pan so that it wouldn't stick?
Grease them.
All right, and it's the past tense of that. So yesterday I
greased.
Okay.
Baked the cake.
All right. If you got that stuff all over your fingers, you'd say your hands are real
greasy.
Okay. All right, and you might take your car into a filling station and tell the attendant to look up under the hood and check your
oil.
Okay.
Radiator, battery.
All right.
Oil.
Right. What about a fuel that was used in lamps before people had electricity?
Kerosene.
Any other word for that?
Coal
oil. Coal oil.
That's what I was curious about. Around here, have you ever heard of people making a temporary lamp or a makeshift lamp by taking a bottle and some kerosene?
I've heard of it, but it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Flambeau.
Are you familiar with that word?
Uh-huh, flambeau.
Yeah. Did y'all ever use those?
No.
All right, the inside part of the tire that inflates, you call that the
inner tube.
Sure, okay, and this expression, if you have a boat and you want to check it out, putting it in the water, as you're putting it in the water, what do you call that process of putting the boat in the water? You say you're going to what the boat?
Launch
the boat?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay. Well, around here, when people go fishing on ponds or lakes, what sort of boats do they use?
Little fishing boats, small canoes or rowboat.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard the word bateau?
Yes.
People around here use that?
I don't think so.
But you have heard it called?
I've heard it called bateau.
Yeah, call it bateau.
What about John boat?
Yeah, I've heard of John boat too.
Okay. All right, say if you're going to make a dress, you might go to town to get the material for it. What would you call a little square that you take to match up?
A sample.
Okay, and this adjective, if you're looking at a dress in the winter and you really like it, you might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a
pretty dress.
Okay, and the comparative of that, you'd say, this is a pretty dress, but this one's even
prettier.
All right. And the thing that you would wear around your waist in the kitchen when you're working, that would be
apron.
Okay. And this thing right here, you would call that a
pencil.
If it has ink, it's a
pen.
All right. Now, when you go out in the country, you see these houses with metal roofs. That metal is probably
aluminum or tin.
Okay. And you would hold a baby's diaper together with a
pen.
Right.
Safety pin.
Right. And you would say a dime is worth what in terms of cents?
10 cents.
Okay. That was all just pronunciation.